Hey, what you need? Oh, you need gloves. This is the thickest we've got.
On a recent Thursday, Barb Davies gives out blankets, food, and clothing to homeless people in Champaign-Urbana. She's operating out of a Salvation Army truck with a group of dedicated volunteers. Right now, she's helping 50-year-old Teresa Webb.
And then if you got a throw or something or a blanket, I'm out on the street here.
You're out on the street?
Yeah, on the concrete. So it's going to be cold this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Webb has been living on the streets for about 8 months, and she's trying to stay warm.
If people knew how many homeless people there were out here, and that you really have nowhere to go, and if it wasn't for these trucks that come and give us blankets and stuff, a lot of us would have nothing. And I never realized that the problem was like that until I became like that. You know, where do you sleep at most of the time? Shelters fill up quick. You know, so where do they expect people to go?
Webb says she often connects with other homeless people at places like soup kitchens, the library, and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Her situation isn't unique. A recent survey done by community outreach groups in the area puts Champaign County's homeless population at more than 200. But a United Way report from a couple of years earlier has it at around twice that amount. Over at the Salvation Army building in Champaign, I meet 38-year-old Johnny Ward. He's there with his fiance.
Well, we were staying with my sister for a little while, probably for like a month and a half, you know, but things got a little tough there, so she told us that we had to leave, so we left. You know, after that, we just kind of like been in a shelter in Bloomington.
After a couple of months at the Bloomington shelter, Ward and his fiancée are again looking for a place to stay. They've been homeless for about 3 months. With 7 kids living in Chicago and Danville and an 8th on the way, they're not giving up hope, but they say they don't know what they're going to do.
Unfortunately, we're going to probably see a lot of people like that.
That's Dan Davies. He helps his wife Barb in the Salvation Army truck.
Well, we're not seeing as many people in the evening, which we hope is a good thing. We're hoping they have some shelter someplace, or at least they're bunked down someplace warm. It is exceptionally cold. We've been fortunate in the past with some warmer winters, but this winter is going to be tough.
During last week's cold snap, the Salvation Army of Champaign County and the Savoy United Methodist Church opened up temporary emergency warming centers for men, women, and children. But for families looking to stay together at any other time during the year, there are few options. For men, there are some transitional housing and shelter options. There are also some options just for children or women and children. There is a shelter in Champaign for families, but space is limited to about a dozen people. When I spoke to Johnny Ward about a week and a half ago, he said he was looking to stay at Restoration Urban Ministries in Champaign. It's not a shelter, but offers families 11-month transitional housing. Irvin Williams oversees that program, and he says keeping families together is a big part of solving homelessness.
If it's possible, the intent is that we can not only keep the family together, but as we work with them, they learn to develop new values and a different approach at how to tackle this thing called poverty, because those are the ones that really got to do this. We can support and aid, but it's got to be the way they think and the actions that they take is going to make it last.
Williams says there are times when people will refuse shelter because they don't want to be split up. He says there needs to be more options for families to stay together. From last February until September, the United Way of Champaign County launched a pilot program to do that. The United Way's Beverly Baker says it involved putting 36 families in hotel rooms in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding them with case managers to assess their needs.
The majority were able to move on to a non-emergency living arrangement. They were able to secure their own apartment. They were able to get connected to other programs that offered rent subsidies and things like that, or they were able to repair broken relationships with family members and, you know, move back in with a family or friend.
Baker says she worked with area schools in this pilot program to make sure children were transported from the hotel to their classrooms. She says there's definitely a need for this type of emergency shelter. 70 families who had expressed interest had to be turned away. Baker says the United Way is working on a more permanent solution.
Hotels are not the most cost-effective thing to do for infinity. And so we've been working with a number of local partners trying to figure out how we can address this gap in services. We're looking at a pilot, much like last year, that can help to fill that gap.
Baker won't say much more about this new program, only that it'll be available by later this year. Many people who I've talked to say service providers in the area are doing a good job working together to make sure as few people as possible are left on the streets. The Salvation Army truck that I was riding in earlier just finished delivering supplies to people in Champaign and Urbana. Dan Davies, who's helping run it, just left the Urbana Free Library. He says that's a regular hangout for the homeless, and he was just checking to see if anyone there needed some food or clothing. No one up there this time. As we leave, Davies stops outside and looks at the front deck of the library, still haunted by the memory of someone he tried to help.
One of the guys that died on us, we'd always see him up here on the... I can't look up there without seeing his face and remembering him. He was so much fun. He was a riot. The guy had a great sense of humor. And he lived on the streets.
What do you remember his name?
Norm. Norm Hall.
I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.